A nuclear physicist gunned down outside his home. A retired Air Force general who vanishes without a trace. An aerospace engineer disappears mid-hike. Individually, these are all tragedies, but online, they've been stitched together into something far more sinister. A theory that scientists working on some of America's most sensitive projects are being targeted. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty, and in recent years, at least 10 individuals who are connected to US nuclear and aerospace research have died or disappeared in cases that range from violent attacks to unexplained missing persons reports. But what's driving this story now isn't just the facts, it's the internet. Amateur sleuths and conspiracy communities have been drawing lines between these cases, and they're suggesting everything from covert assassinations, foreign interference, to UAPs. That's what we used to call UFOs. And look, normally claims like that, they stay on the fringes, but this time they haven't. The FBI is now actively examining whether there's any connection. There's a congressional committee that has launched an investigation. The White House itself says it is reviewing cases.
There are these 10 missing scientists with access to classified stuff, nuclear material, aerospace. They've all gone missing or turned up dead in the last couple months. Based on what you've been briefed, what do you think is happening here? And do you think that this is connected or totally random?
Well, I hope it's random, but we're going to know in the next week and a half. I just left a meeting on that subject, so pretty serious stuff, but we're going to be hopefully, I don't know, coincidence, if you whatever you want to call it, but some of them were very important people, and we're going to look at it over the next short time.
But it doesn't mean the theories are true. So far, there's no evidence of a coordinated plot, and actually lots of the families have pushed back against this speculation. But it is putting a spotlight on the White House under Donald Trump, where conspiracy theories that once lived on the internet are now increasingly part of the political conversation. Today on News Talk Daily, we are going to try to separate fact from theory. And I'm joined now by Lauren Conlon, who's the East Coast contributor with LA Mag. Lauren, you are very welcome to News Talk Daily.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's try, right, and start at the beginning of this story, Lauren, because it is a pretty wild set of events that, as I say, has gone to the very top of the White House. Where did this story all really begin, and why is it now gone mainstream in America?
Yes, it's funny because I feel like Donald Trump, when he made that announcement saying how strange everything was about this XYZ, I feel like he's about 3 weeks behind me personally, because he seems like he's just looking at the headlines. And at first glance, when this story kind of came across my desk, I mentioned it was a few weeks ago, I was really focused on General Neil McCaslin's disappearance. And then I saw a couple other headlines about, you know, another disappearance kind of connected to him, a woman that he oversaw some of her government funding when she was at a certain company. I saw that was a few months prior. And then I saw another disappearance to another official. And I just thought, okay, this has to be some kind of pattern. This is too weird. And so I began to dig further into each and every person. And in doing so, I have been able to rule out a lot of people. And again, you never really know anything, right? It's difficult to verify certain things about these high security clearance places of work. But what I'll say right now is my opinion on everything is that the disappearances that could possibly be connected are Monica Reyes's and General Neil McCaslin's.
Out of all of those individuals who have died or gone missing, how many of these are confirmed deaths and how many are disappearances or missing persons cases?
Oh, well, let's see. We have about 4 missing persons cases and the rest are deaths. And as far as the deaths go, I've pretty much identified as well what I think to be odd and what I think to be pretty much cut and dry and a nothing burger.
I mean, what is the pattern that online sleuths suggest that they can see?
Well, I mean, I think online sleuths, without really having a lot of the information, are either speculating that because General McCaslin had all of these past security clearances and he worked at the Pentagon, you know, the Air Force Research Lab. I mean, he was a highly credentialed guy. He was a genius, basically. I think that because he did a lot in the UFO sector or the UAP sector, supposedly, that many people think he was either kidnapped for intelligence by a foreign government, maybe the deep state, but although they have no proof of that, they have zero proof of it. And, you know, Monica Reza, she was a rocket scientist, and I mentioned that she had a government contract at Pratt & Whitney when Neil McCaslin worked at the Air Force Lab, so they did overlap. And these two individuals, I think there's been speculation about possible kidnappings because they vanished into thin air. However, I think that it's important to bring up mental health. I don't necessarily know if that was the case with Monica Reza, but with Neil McCaslin, he was seen leaving his home with a 38 revolver, or a revolver was missing. He didn't have his phone. He didn't have his Apple Watch. He didn't wear his glasses when he took off that day. So it didn't really add up. And he also made a point to change his clothes, his wife mentioned. He was experiencing some brain and mental fog, which was frustrating him. But on the 911 call made, his wife, Susan, kind of speculated, like, maybe he didn't want to be found. So that was odd. That sort of hinted, like, okay, maybe he's frustrated and you know, respectfully, possibly maybe he wants to take his own life. His wife, Susan, has also been very vocal about shutting down the UFO, UAP rumors and saying, you know, it's very unlikely that he was taken based on what he knows about highly classified programs from 13 years ago, because she's saying he retired so long ago. So yeah, she's definitely been vocal in saying that, no, this is not a thing.
When you've looked across the 10, potentially 11 scientists that have died or gone missing, right? Is there anything that you can see that visually or geographically links them?
Well, there are four deaths or disappearances out of Los Angeles. And some of those are connected to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. But from what I've looked at, like two of the deaths, like Michael David Hicks, Hicks died, I believe, in 2023. And I mean, I've seen people say, oh, there's nothing online about his death and what happened. And you can actually go to the Los Angeles Medical Examiner's website, type in Michael Hicks. You'll see that he died July 30th, 2023, age 59, at his residence. And there's a cause, and it's arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease with other significant conditions being morbid obesity. And also on his obituary, there's a place that says you can make donations in his name at alanon.org. So I didn't really feel the need to look into that further. There's another person. His name is Frank Maywald. I was looking into his death, also Los Angeles. He was 61 years old. He died in 2024, and he was a principal researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. And he was originally from Germany. Again, there's really, I will say, not much there about his death. However, if you go to his obituary and guest book, there are so many people, family and friends, just sharing happy, loving photos of him, laughing. There are coworkers saying how much he loved his job, how he was such an amazing person to train with at work. I mean, it just looks like it was so full of laughter and love, and people saying, oh, Frank was always smiling and hugging people and laughing and cracking jokes. I mean, of course, you know, nothing is as it seems ever. I'm not naive enough to just believe everything I read or hear. However, you know, in the moment, I'm like, I think I'm going to put this one to the side as well and not really bother his family or friends to see if there's anything remotely shady going on there.
Some of the names being mentioned are linked to NASA and they're linked to defense-related research. Is that unusual in itself, or do you think that whole element of this is being overinterpreted?
I mean, I'm not really sure. It's tough to say because, you know, these deaths, it's not like they happened all in the last week. It's been kind of spread out year over year. But yeah, I mean, it is strange in a way that the deaths connected to NASA and JPL, I think that people have come out and said, or that work in that sector and said, yeah, we are fearful at times, and we would like better protections for UFO whistleblowers. The House Oversight Committee is really working towards that. And yeah, I mean, they started this. They started asking for more transparency and better protections, I believe, in the spring of 2025. So this is kind of a long time coming. I just think that with all of our tax money, you know, going to this, and I don't even know what they call it. It's something with the Secretary of War or something, but they do owe us a bit of an explanation here, because, you know, we have seen UFO and UAP sightings over conflict zones like Iran and Syria.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. Oh my gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. Well, if there's like this thing, it's rotating. Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow.
Look at the fly.
And, you know, it's tough in real time to identify if it's a UAP or if it's an enemy drone. And I think that that could make a difference between, you know, defense and just disaster.
You talk about those UFO or UAP theories, and you see them all over sort of the online commentary about these missing dead scientists. Where do you think all of that is coming from? And in terms of the official investigation, is that touching on that at all?
Well, Neil McCaslin reportedly was the one who was connected to UAP-related matters prior to his disappearance, just because of his place of work. And also, if you look up a pretty public bio, he did have an association with Tom DeLonge, who was a former frontman for Blink-182 and the founder of the organization To the Stars. And Neil worked with Tom shortly after his Air Force retirement, just as a consultant. But, you know, his wife had said, oh, this was just about, you know, his fiction book and media activities. However, after the Russians hacked John Podesta's emails, he was a senior advisor to the president for international climate policy. There was less contact with Tom because Neil's name came out in some of those emails as it relates to UAP and UFO research. So, you know, it's tough to say if others beyond him actually had information, legitimate information about UAPs. It's, you know, obviously I don't know that. I do know there was a meeting that Congress held on March 25th, and it was held inside a SCIF, which is a secure facility. And reportedly, you know, and this is before the White House announced that they were looking into this, but reportedly Neil McCaslin's disappearance was discussed and UAPs were discussed. But just to get back to your other question, no, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office in New Mexico, where McCaslin went missing, they have not acknowledged anything relating to UFOs or UAPs or foreign governments. They've not acknowledged that at all. They are treating this as, you know, a silver alert, missing persons alert, and that's that.
Which stories do you link in terms of your research as a journalist, Lauren, as somebody who possibly doesn't believe in conspiracy theories and hasn't spent, you know, weeks, months, maybe even years online investigating these stories and trying to see a pattern?
I connect Monica Reza and Neil McCaslin because they overlapped working for the government, essentially. So Neil McCaslin, it was May 2011 to June 2013. He worked as a commander at the Air Force Research Laboratory in Wright-Patterson. And Monica Reza, when she was at Pratt & Whitney, which is a government contracted company, I guess, she went way back. It was like from the 1980s, but till 2012. So again, in my opinion, that tells me that they did work together, along with a couple of other reports from agencies that are involved in the aerospace sector. They confirmed that General McCaslin oversaw 80% of the budgets there, which would include projects under rocket scientist Monica Reza.
And what are the circumstances of her disappearance?
She was actually hiking with two friends, and she was behind one of them, and according to this friend, he turned around, she waved to him, and then a minute or two later, he turned around and she was gone. And she was reportedly about 30 feet behind him when she disappeared. And it was just so strange because this friend had also said that for whatever reason they were running, even though the terrain, this is the Mount Waterman area in California, the Los Angeles National Forest, that area, not super safe for running. They ran anyway. And he had her last coordinates. And it's wild that it's been this long and there have been months and months and months of search parties resulting in absolutely nothing. They also had the last coordinates of a hat that she was wearing, like a visor that was found, and they couldn't find her beyond that either, which is just, again, bizarre.
And then we get to the point where Caroline Levitt is asked about this at a news conference by a Fox News journalist. We can probably take a listen to that.
For you, Caroline, there are now 10 American scientists who have either gone missing or died since mid-2024. They all reportedly had access to classified nuclear or aerospace material. Is anybody investigating this to see if these things are connected?
I've seen the report, Peter. I haven't spoken to our relevant agencies about it. I will certainly do that and we'll get you an answer. If true, of course, that's definitely something I think this government and administration would deem worth looking into. So let me do that for you.
And that seems to have brought it to the attention of Donald Trump, who, as I said, called this pretty serious stuff and said this is going to be looked at. So what actually are the FBI doing here? Are they looking at this formal linked investigation or a review of separate cases? And in what way is Congress now involved?
Yes. So they are now looking at everything. The FBI at this point, they're spearheading the effort to look into the connections between the missing and the deceased, but they're partnering up with the Department of Energy, the Department of War, and then with local law enforcement as well. So, you know, the local agencies that looked into these missing people disappearances when they first happened, they're getting case files from them, and they're really combing through everything. So it's just, you know, I don't know if they're fear-mongering or not, but you hear people like James Comer, he's one of our reps from Kentucky. He just says, you know, things like, if the reports are accurate, these deaths and disappearances may represent a grave threat to U.S. national security or U.S. personnel with access to scientific secrets. I really can only say that about maybe two or three of them. I don't buy into the fact that, you know, someone named Jason Thomas, while terribly tragic, he drowned in a lake within an hour of his parents dying. His parents died literally within an hour of one another. His wife said he was depressed. He also worked at Novartis. He had no government clearance. I mean, that's a tragic death. I don't even know how that got grouped in with this.
And it's interesting to look at some of the comments from James Comer. He said something sinister could be happening. He did initially think it was a crazy conspiracy theory, but the details made him consider. He's gone as far as to say it is very unlikely that this is a coincidence. Do you think it says something about a wider distrust in institutions like NASA, like maybe the CIA and the FBI, that these theories have persisted for so long and that they have gone to the highest levels of the White House?
I mean, I just think that at this point, you know, we as a society, we've been asking for transparency to a lot of things. And UAPs, we've been asking for transparency, I mean, for years and years and years. We've heard Bill Clinton talk about wanting to release the quote alien files. I mean, Obama had mentioned Area 51 before. We're all very curious, and yes, we want answers. However, I distrust some of these people respectfully. And while I do think that things need to be looked into to a degree, again, not all of these names, but maybe a couple, I just don't think he needs to be so scary like that. He needs to scare people. There's no need for that. And it's also a little alarming when the White House is so willing and agreeable to look into something right away. Usually there's some pushback. And then again, it's very rare that all of a sudden everybody in Congress agrees. I'm a little skeptical now. At first, I was all into this thinking that something was going on. And now it's like, oh, look, everybody agrees with one another. Nobody has any type of original thought process here, they're all like, yep, they're connected. Something's weird. And you're just like, okay, well, I don't trust you guys. You're either distracting us from the war or from the lack of Epstein files or something else that you want us to not pay attention to. And well, that could just be me having a bad attitude. but yeah.
We welcome good and bad attitudes here on News Talk Daily, Lauren. So we do. Lauren, thank you so much for bringing that story to us. It is one we can follow here on the podcast because I know Trump has said that he hopes to have some answers on all of this in the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for joining us and for listening today to News Talk Daily. What do you think? UFOs, aliens, spaceships, secret lies, everything in between? Absolutely all a complete innocent coincidence. It makes me wonder if we will ever stop being fascinated by these theories, or are the answers actually much closer than we think? Drop me an email with your thoughts, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, or find me on Instagram @officialKiraD. Until tomorrow morning, goodbye.